in terms of just the sonic qualities of it. It really stands up, and it sounds great, let's say, technically, after all these years.
The concept of lo-fi was a bit of a myth in some ways, that, you know, suddenly everything's very exposed. It's actually a very difficult thing to do, because for a start, everything has to be completely in tune. The little harmonic differences in tuning can mean a lot, you know, when everything's exposed like that. You've got no distortion on the guitars. You've got nothing to hide that. And then, of course, the lyrics are very exposed.
You stood alone on the stage.
Because you're playing quiet music with a lot of breaks, a lot of gaps, and there's much more focus on the singer. And if you're not particularly comfortable as being the center point, I suppose, you know, it's not an easy place to be, I suppose. But it's something you get used to over time.
There's kind of a core friendship there amongst the four of us that sustains the whole thing. It's no effort to meet up and just churn through stuff.
You mentioned it earlier, Paul, that we're part-timers. It's a labour of love rather than a labour. Look, we've never made any money from it. But some people play golf in their spare time. Some people do all kinds of different things.
Making slow music slowly, I think somebody said, and that's kind of what we do.
That's nice, actually, isn't it? That's nice. Who said that, the bastard?
I don't remember who said that.
Here Knows When, Great Irish Albums Revisited, Episode 29. Soon It Will Come Time to Face the World Outside, by Boa Morte.
Oh, I will swear.